Welcome to Side 3 of the Silva Method. On the previous cassette, you learned how hearing affirmations and positive statements while you're at your alpha level can have a beneficial effect on every area of your life. Even while you're at the level of everyday outer consciousness, that is, the beta level of brain frequency, positive statements to yourself or to others will naturally bring positive results. But the converse is also true. If you allow yourself to develop a negative orientation, which is reflected in your thoughts, words, and deeds, the effect on you will be correspondingly and overwhelmingly negative. To deal with this potential problem, Jose Silva developed a technique called mental house cleaning. Dr. Bob Stone will explain.
Very few people need any instruction in negative self-programming. You don't need to read any books or to take any classes in programming yourself negatively. It's obviously something that people learn to do very well on their own. But what does negative self-programming really mean? What does this programming consist of? It consists of two things, negative words and negative pictures, repeated many times over. When you repeat words again and again, when you hold images in your mind for prolonged periods of time, these words and images very quickly begin to function as mental programs. And now that you've begun training yourself to open up your brain to the full range and force of your mind's thinking activity, you are also more open than ever to the effects of the words and images that you use. So if you've gotten into some of the negative patterns that afflict the vast majority of people, it's important to do something about them now. The Silva Method, of course, is very positively oriented. Everything you hear on this program is positive, but I would like to take a moment here to focus on typical negative language and images, and to show you how to get them out of your head and out of your life, and out of your body, too. I said out of your body because so-called figures of speech can actually program your body's functioning from normal good health to pain, fatigue, and literally every sort of abnormality. Consider a phrase like this: Joe Blow gives me a pain in the neck. If you wake up with a pain in the neck before long, think back to how you got it. And it wasn't from Joe Blow. You may be talking about somebody you don't even know, somebody you last saw 5 years ago and who lives 1,000 miles away, but your mental computer doesn't process that. It can't. It isn't set up to understand that. Your mental computer hears just one thing, pain in the neck, and it hears it not just once, but over and over again. Here's another one. He gives me a headache. That's very similar to talking about the pain in the neck. It's very specific in its programming. Your mental computer hears this, and the inevitable result is one headache coming up. This one is more open-ended. She makes me sick. That's just holding the door wide open for sickness in general. You can probably think of dozens of more examples of this. The list could go on and on. He broke my heart. That burns me up. You're driving me crazy. The point is, when you use phrases like this, regardless of your original intention, they get programmed into your mental computer, and they inevitably translate into real facts and real problems in your life. Why? Because your mind runs your body automatically. It's vital that you understand that. Your mental computer has no critical judgment. It has no ironic distance. It has no sense of humor whatsoever. When you say, "He's a pain in the neck," your mental computer doesn't ask if you're joking. It takes you at your word. It has no choice. And it does its best to accommodate you. With the Silva Method, you can perform what we call mental house cleaning, to replace negative patterns with positive self-programming. When you catch yourself using negative words or phrases, you can erase them from your computer by quickly saying, "Cancel, cancel." Those two words clear your mind, your mental computer, just like pushing a key clears the screen of a word processor. Cancel, cancel. Then you immediately replace the negative form of what you just said with a more positive version. For instance, suppose you catch yourself saying something like, "That idea leaves me cold." Now, do you really want a cold? All that coughing and sneezing? Absolutely not. So you say, cancel, cancel, and replace it leaves me cold with a more positive phrase. But you don't have to change the meaning. You can still get the same idea across. Maybe you would now say, well, it's going to take me a little while to warm up to that idea. Another important point. Always use the phrase better and better at every opportunity. That way you can put a mini version of the Kuei technique to work throughout the day. If somebody says, how are you? You answer, better and better. How do you like the bologna sandwiches? Better and better. Before long, it becomes part of you, like a reflex. Better and better will function as a sort of verbal compass to keep you pointed in the positive direction you want to go. Mental house cleaning isn't limited to language either. You use it with thoughts and daydreams as well. These can be at least as counterproductive as what you say out loud, since most of us spend more time talking to ourselves than we do to other people. Suppose it's the first of the month and you're saying to yourself, how am I going to make my car payments? I don't have the money. And you're imagining somebody coming in a big tow truck to repossess your car. There's a very simple but amazingly effective mental house cleaning solution to that. Just erase that image of the tow truck and replace it with a new mental picture of yourself having the money and writing the final check that pays off your car loan once and for all. Or, even better, better and better, visualize paying cash for a brand new car, the one you've always wanted. That's mental house cleaning. And remember, the unlimited power of your mind will find a way to translate that vision into reality. Train yourself to focus on what you want. Turn it into a reflex, and you'll get it. You may have been conditioned to believe that it has to take a long time and perhaps cost a lot of money to alter long-established negative attitudes. That simply isn't true. The Silva Method has proven again and again that you can change yourself quickly, easily, and without great expense. You can do it by yourself. Because you are your own master, you are in control. Here are some specific steps you can take right now toward a more positive way of life. First, get a pen and a piece of paper and list the negative thoughts, attitudes, or behaviors you want to change. Be honest with yourself. If you feel you have a problem in a certain area, admit it. Then, in a parallel column on the same piece of paper, list the opposite positive qualities, the way you want to be, the way you're going to be. Now, sit down, close your eyes, relax, and count down to your alpha level as we've been doing. Focus on the first negative characteristic that you wrote on your list. Focus on it clearly, then assert the opposite quality from your parallel list. Focus just as hard on that new programming. Really see yourself as you're going to be. Count up from 1 to 5, reasserting the positive programming at the count of 3, and again when you open your eyes at 5. Claim the new quality as your own, emphatically. Every day, focus on another characteristic from your list and replace it with the positive one. When you get to the bottom of the list, take stock of what you have accomplished and what you still need to work on, and repeat the procedure where necessary. Let's take a specific example of this technique in action. In the book, The Silva Mind Control Method for Getting Help from Your Other Side, which I wrote together with Jose Silva, we discuss a man named Arthur Kay, who was a true gloom and doom thinker. He was always talking himself out of things because of the possibility that something might go wrong, even if there was just the slightest chance of it. And he didn't have to expect that there was going to be a major catastrophe either. Just a slight chance that something might go slightly wrong was enough to convince Arthur Kay that the best course was doing nothing. If he had been thinking of going out to dinner, he talked himself out of it because he might not be able to find a parking space. If he had been planning to go to the ball game, he looked up in the sky, searched for a cloud, and if he even thought he saw one, he decided it was going to rain. When he attended the 4-day Silva Method course, Arthur realized that he had programmed this pessimistic, gloom-and-doom reflex into himself, and he also realized he could change. He wrote down on a piece of paper a brief, honest description of himself as he was, and beside it he wrote a description of how he wanted to be. He counted down to his alpha level and focused on his weakness. He faced it honestly. Then he focused on the new person he wanted to become. He programmed himself to change. He mentally said to himself, "When I count to five and open my eyes, I will no longer worry what can go wrong. I will be an optimist, and from now on, I will expect things to go right." He began his count up. At the count of three, he repeated his positive programming and then completed his count. When he reached five and opened his eyes, Arthur repeated his new programming for the third time. "I am no longer a pessimist and a worrier. I am an optimist, and I expect a successful outcome to whatever I do." There were no flashes of lightning and no claps of thunder. There was no mental suffering or great expense. Arthur just took control and turned himself into a positive person who attracted positive events in his life. So be sure to set aside some time to do your own mental house cleaning. You'll be amazed at the positive changes you can create.
The next Silva Method exercise you'll do is an extended relaxation designed to make you more adept at reaching your alpha level and to make it easier for you to attain that level whenever you want in the future. By repeating this long, relaxed exercise several times over the course of a week, you can make it even more beneficial. This exercise was developed by Jose Silva over many years of research. It will allow you to attain a state of deep relaxation, deeper than sleep itself, yet accompanied by that special kind of awareness. Here's Dr. Stone to further explain the exercise.
During this part of your conditioning cycle, we'll focus individually and progressively on the various parts of your body, on the specific muscle groups, to relax them one by one. As we focus on each area of your body, turn your full awareness to that area. Let yourself feel it internally, consciously knowing it's there. This awareness may take the form of a tingling sensation or a sensation of warmth, which is caused by blood circulating. Then, as you relax, the blood will circulate even better. Relaxing yourself physically in this way will have a corresponding effect on your brain frequency. Remember that the alpha level is defined as being between 7 and 14 pulsations per second. Some people may reach this range after only a few practice sessions, while others may take longer. This exercise will do a great deal to deepen your state of relaxation, to bring you to your alpha level, and make it easier to achieve the benefits you want. After we've counted down to begin the exercise, you'll begin to hear a specially designed pulsing sound, a sound which has been proven to facilitate relaxation. If it seems distracting at first, don't try to force yourself to ignore it. Just make it part of the experience. Indeed, you shouldn't try to force yourself to ignore any distractions. If you're interrupted for any reason during the exercise, if you feel uncomfortable or you want to open your eyes, just go ahead and do so. And then when you're ready to resume, you should reset the tape to this point, to the beginning of our countdown. This relaxation exercise Laura will be guiding you through will comprise the rest of this tape side.
We will begin this exercise with the 5-2-1 method. Assume a comfortable sitting position, facing straight ahead, with your eyes turned upward at a 45-degree angle. Select and concentrate your sight on any spot on the wall and keep from blinking as long as possible. Mentally repeat and visualize the number 5 several times until you feel your eyelids fatigued and wanting to close. When you feel this, do not force your eyes to remain open. Close them and keep them closed until the end of this exercise. 5 5 5 5 Close your eyes. With your eyes closed, mentally repeat and visualize the number 4 several times, and you are at level 4, a deeper level than 5. Whenever you close your eyes to function at deeper levels of mind, occasionally tell yourself mentally, if someone calls me, or in case of danger, or an emergency, I will open my eyes immediately and be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. To enter the physical relaxation level 3, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 several times, and you are at level 3, a deeper level than 4, and much deeper than 5. Level 3 is for physical relaxation, to learn to relax from head to toes in a matter of seconds. To help you learn to relax physically at level 3, I'm going to direct your attention to different parts of your body. Concentrate your sense of awareness on your scalp, the skin that covers your head. You will detect a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. Now release and completely relax all tensions and ligament pressures from this part of your head and place it in a deep state of relaxation that will grow deeper as we continue. Concentrate your sense of awareness on your forehead, the skin that covers your forehead. You will detect a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. Now release and completely relax all tensions and ligament pressures from this part of your head and place it in a deep state of relaxation that will grow deeper as we continue. Concentrate your sense of awareness on your eyelids and the tissue surrounding your eyes. You will detect a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. Now release and completely relax all tensions and ligament pressures from this part of your head and place it in a deep state of relaxation that will grow deeper as we continue. Concentrate your sense of awareness on your face, the skin covering your cheeks. Now release and completely relax all tensions and ligament pressures from this part of your head and place it in a deep state of relaxation that will grow deeper as we continue. Concentrate on the outer portion of your throat, the skin covering your throat area. Now release and completely relax all tensions and ligament pressures from this part of your body. Concentrate within the throat area and relax all tensions and ligament pressures from this part of your body. Concentrate on your shoulders. Feel your clothing in contact with your body. Feel the skin and the vibration of the skin covering this part of the body. Relax all tensions and ligament pressures and place your shoulders in a deep state of relaxation, going deeper and deeper every time. Concentrate on your chest. Feel your clothing in contact with your body. Feel the skin and the vibration of the skin covering your chest. Relax all tensions and ligament pressures and place your chest in a deep state of relaxation, going deeper and deeper every time. Concentrate within the chest area. Relax all organs. Relax all glands. Relax all tissues, including the cells themselves, and cause them to function in a rhythmic, healthy manner. Concentrate on your abdomen. Feel your clothing in contact with your body. Feel the skin and the vibration of the skin covering your abdomen. Relax all tensions and ligament pressures and place your abdomen in a deep state of relaxation, going deeper and deeper every time. Concentrate within the abdominal area. Relax all organs. Relax all glands. Relax all tissues, including the cells themselves, and cause them to function in a rhythmic, healthy manner. Concentrate on your thighs. Feel your clothing in contact with your body. Feel the skin and the vibration of the skin covering your thighs. Relax all tensions and ligament pressures and place your thighs in a deep state of relaxation, going deeper and deeper every time. sense the vibrations at the bones within the thighs. By now, these vibrations should be easily detectable. Concentrate on your knees. Feel the skin and the vibration of the skin covering the knees. Relax all tensions and ligament pressures and place your knees in a deep state of relaxation, going deeper and deeper every time. Concentrate on your calves. Feel the skin and the vibration of the skin covering your calves. Relax all tensions and ligament pressures and place these parts of your body in a deep state of relaxation, going deeper and deeper every time. To enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, concentrate on your toes. Enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. To enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, concentrate on the soles of your feet. Enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. To enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, concentrate on the heels of your feet. Enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. Now cause your feet to feel as though they do not belong to your body. Feel your feet as though they do not belong to your body. Your feet feel as though they do not belong to your body. Your feet, ankles, and calves feel as though they do not belong to your body. Your feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, waist, shoulders, arms, and hands feel as though they do not belong to your body. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. This is your physical relaxation level 3. Whenever you mentally repeat and visualize the number 3, your body will relax as completely as you are now, and more so every time you practice. To enter the mental relaxation level 2, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 several times, and you are at level 2, a deeper level than 3, and much deeper than 4, 5, and 6. Level 2 is for mental relaxation, where noises will not distract you. Instead, noises will help you to relax mentally more and more. To to help you learn to relax mentally at level 2, I'm going to call your attention to different passive scenes, visualizing any scene that makes you tranquil and passive will help you relax mentally. Being at the beach on a nice summer day may be a tranquil and passive scene for you. A day out fishing may be a tranquil and passive scene for you. A tranquil and passive scene for you may be a walk through the woods on a beautiful summer day when the breeze is just right, where there are tall shade trees, beautiful flowers, a very blue sky, an occasional cloud, birds singing in the distance, even squirrels playing on the tree limbs. Hear birds singing in the distance. This is mental relaxation, level 2. Where noises will not distract you. To enhance mental relaxation at level 2, practice visualizing tranquil and passive scenes. To enter the basic plane level 1, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 several times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To enter deeper, healthier levels of mind, practice with the countdown deepening exercises. To deepen, count downward from 100 to 1, or from 50 to 1, or from 25 to 1. When you reach the count of 1, you will have reached a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. You will always have full control and complete dominion over your faculties and senses at all levels of the mind, including the outer conscious level. The best time to practice the countdown deepening exercises is in the morning when you wake up. Remain in bed at least 5 minutes practicing the countdown deepening exercises. The second best time to practice is at night when you are ready to retire. The third best time to practice is at noon after lunch. 5 minutes of practice is good. 10 minutes is very good. 15 minutes is excellent. Practicing once a day is good. Twice a day is very good. 3 times a day is excellent. If you have a health problem, practice for 15 minutes 3 times a day. To come out of any level of the mind, count to yourself mentally from 1 to 5. And tell yourself that at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feel feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Then proceed to count slowly from 1 to 2, then to 3, and at the count of 3, mentally remind yourself that at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Proceed to count slowly to 4, then to 5. At the count of 5, and with your eyes open, mentally tell yourself, I am wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, and this is so. In your next session, you will enter level 1 by means of the 3-2-1 method. You will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, faster and easier than you did this time. You'll start the next session in a comfortable position with your eyes closed. You'll take a deep breath, and while exhaling, you'll mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 3 times. And you will be at level 3. Level 3 is for physical relaxation. You'll take another deep breath, and while exhaling, you'll mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times. And you will be at level 2. Mental relaxation. You'll take another deep breath, and while exhaling, you'll mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. And you will be at level 1, the basic plain level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function at these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5. eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
This concludes Side 3. On Side 4, you'll acquire a pair of mental tools for visualizing and problem solving that are among the most practical and powerful techniques ever devised.